USDA's Deputy Secretary makes a return visit to the Midwest. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Farmers representing grain, livestock, and specialty crops met for lunch and a roundtable discussion Tuesday with USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden in northwestern Indiana. One of the main topics brought up was the high cost and short supplies for fertilizer. Michigan Ag Today's Eric Pfeiffer was there and spoke with Vaden following the luncheon.
Judge Vaden, a lot of things discussed, and we kind of finished our conversation talking about fertilizer. And I know that this gets you a little hyped up. There are a lot of things to discuss around this topic, but ultimately, farmers are having a tough time with this right now, and it's one of the biggest pain points for farmers. I think that's one of the big takeaways from the meeting today, right?
Exactly. Farmers need supply. They've needed supply for years. The price has been elevated for years. The situation in Iran has only put more eyes on it. And yet we've got at least one domestic company here threatening to curtail production domestically while they ship more overseas. This is unacceptable. We in the Trump administration realize it. The secretary and I are working on further levers that we can pull because we need this problem solved not just for this growing season, but for multiple growing seasons into the future so we don't find ourselves in the same situation again.
Other big takeaways that you took from farmers here at the roundtable?
I was so happy to see the representation from specialty crop farmers and especially hear the feedback, the positive feedback about our new bridge assistance program as it pertains to specialty crop farmers. I'll be taking that back directly to the secretary. And I was also gratified to hear about the success of first-generation farmers have had here in Indiana, in part thanks to the loan programs and other authorities we have at USDA. And I hope the members of Congress who are thinking about passing a farm bill this year, particularly in the Senate, will take that to heart. We need these programs, we need these loan programs and limits to be plussed up so more people can either become involved in production agriculture or expand their existing operations.
Hear more of Michigan Ag Today's conversation with USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier, online at johnnytruss.com.
Hi, I'm Skip Byersdorf from Saginaw County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
High pressure being analyzed this morning over south central, southeastern parts of Michigan. Either way, it's keeping us dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm Forecast. We're looking at a dry setup not just for today, but for tomorrow as well. We get late tomorrow, starting to see a few clouds trying to come together across the UP with a system moving out of Iowa into the upper Midwest. Keep an eye on that because it looks like it will bring some moisture in for Friday. In central and northern parts of the state, we're talking Friday midday, but I think if you're getting into southern lower Michigan, it's going to be later afternoon into the evening hours that scattered showers pop up, and then they continue overnight into Saturday morning. On again, off again moisture through Saturday afternoon before drying down on Sunday. All told, I think we can see anywhere from a quarter to maybe 1.5 inches of rain. The higher end of the rain range will be with thunderstorms, and there are some embedded in there, particularly Friday afternoon, overnight, and the first part of Saturday. And behind it, then we are dry for Sunday. Dry this continues into early next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right now looking pretty doggone good. And then we see moisture trying to come in later in the week. May not take full control until Friday, but we're starting to see some changes already on Thursday. That's what will really eat away any upper level ridge. I'm looking at more of a standard west to east or northwest to southeast flow pattern across Michigan from the 14th right on through the week of the 15th. That should yield some fairly significant moisture, timely moisture at that point. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors fleet May 21st, a 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
A second straight day of sell-offs across the board for the grain markets. Here with more is Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman. He's with StoneX. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
No turnaround Tuesday as the markets sold off, led lower by the soybean futures market. So some pressure coming from somewhere. Arlen, we'll get to that in just a second. But that sell-off itself, some chart damage was done where?
Yeah, first of all, I'll start with the December corn chart. Falling below the 470 level was pretty significant. That leaves some air underneath of the market for the December contract. Then you look at the July soybean contract falling below support at about the 1175 area. Again, some air underneath of this market. The November so far is holding, but it's starting to look weaker. It is June now, and that means the focus is shifting to the growing season at hand. And with the crop readings coming out on Monday afternoon showing the crop's basically in good condition. A few problem areas, especially in eastern Midwest, but the funds look at the big number, the total number for the total crop, and that's in pretty good shape right now. And so they're shorting the grains and rotating that money to the equities, which are hitting record highs.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, July corn down 3.5 cents to 440.5. September corn dropping 4.75 at 448. July soybeans down 15.5 to 1165.25. August soybeans falling 16 cents to 1169. And July wheat down 5.75 to 603. June live cattle down $1.32 on Tuesday to 247.67. But June lean hogs up 67 cents to 95.70. MichiganAgToday.com's your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.